This is the Own It Show, where we tell stories of how everyday people made ownership theirs to create extraordinary success.
Hey guys, welcome back to another week of the Own It Show Couch Conversations, because we all know the best conversations happen on the couch. And our conversation today is really going to be great. As always, I'm Justin.
Welcome to the show. I'm Elise.
And guys, today we've got a guest that, again, has just so unique in terms of the vibrations that we send out. We've talked a lot about the law of attraction and how your vibe ultimately attracts your tribe, and how your tribe ultimately is and your network is your net worth, and all of these things that we talk about all the time. And in terms of how do you actually do this, and what is personal growth really all about? How do we optimize ourselves from that health standpoint, and understanding that true productivity is not capable until we build capacity, and capacity is what the foundation of our lives truly exist. And so nobody knows that better than our guest today. And we're really excited to dive in with him to allow his knowledge to ultimately come through whatever streaming service you're getting this podcast on to come into your world. So Jake, so great to have you. And thank you for spending time with us today.
Well, glad to be here. And, it's just setting the bar pretty high if no one else knows it better than me. So I look forward to bringing some insight on that.
Yeah, I mean, it's so unique, because you often know, and listeners out there, you guys know from all the podcasts that you listen to, unless you've got a big studio that you're bringing everybody into, that you're doing it in person and they're flying in, like a Tom Bilyeu or even a Huberman Labs or whatever it is that you're into, everybody's meeting virtually and you're doing these, and immediately you either know if you're vibing or jamming with somebody the moment they come on the other end. And just your vibe and the way that the energy that you're giving off, the vibrations that you're operating at, kind of met Elise and I right on course. And so I'd love to kind of learn, or give you the opportunity to kind of tell our audience, what led you to this type of work? Because it's not everybody that wants to get on stages and speak about personal development and tell their story and lean into that level of vulnerability and authenticity that impacts everybody else, but also doing it at a very successful and ultimately shaping your life by design rather than what is just handed to you or by default.
Yeah, well, thank you for those kind words. And you know, a lot of people, including your guys selves, you could look at what I'm doing now and be like, oh, this guy's been on this path for a long time, for years, maybe a decade. And the truth is, just 5 years ago, I was in the ER working as a nurse. And I had this goal that I wanted to help people. And I believe all these things that you're sharing there, me wanting to serve people, I didn't know exactly what my calling was, but I knew I liked helping people. And that's why I became a nurse. And the reason I became a nurse is because I loved health. And the reason I loved health is because all the way back in seventh grade, up to that point, I was a chubby white kid. I was like 5'8". I was a tall kid, right? I'm tall now, but I was the tall, chubby white kid growing up in Maui, Hawaii. And so if anyone's visited Hawaii or you understand that dynamic, it automatically puts you in this category of being picked on. And so I didn't have much confidence growing up. I was the youngest of three, grew up in Hawaii ever since I was 6 years old, all the way through high school. And it was seventh grade where I was playing basketball. I love sports, but I wasn't losing the weight. And I was like, what the heck is going on? And I had like my own little breakthrough before I even knew what a breakthrough was. And I was so fed up that I went and searched how to lose weight. I was going on YouTube doing these home band workouts. I started doing P90X. If you guys remember P90X, you know what I'm talking about. Ab Ripper X, holy, you know, that's just a whole nother level of pain. And then I was eating really well. And over that summer, I lost 40 pounds. And the reason I did it is because I wanted to just feel good. I just wanted to look good in the gym. You know, that was my mindset back then. But what happened is I got significance in health, because people were like, oh my gosh, I couldn't even recognize you. Is that you, Jake? And I was like, yeah, it's me. But what was even cooler from that, and I truly believe this is when I really started to love to help people, is people started asking for advice. They're like, how did you do that? Can you teach me how to lose weight? Can you teach me how to get arms like that? And so ever since then, I just loved helping people in the fitness and health world. And that's why I became a nurse. But what I realized as I graduated as a nurse was, you know, even though I love helping people, this is not my calling. This is not made for me to get people out of the hospital. I'm made to keep them out. And that's where I instead graduated as a nurse, became a personal trainer. And that was day one of entrepreneurship. But I'll tell you that was just 5 years ago. And, you know, some people think that you need to have this whole experience. You got to come up and be speaking since you're 7 years old, or you got to have a bachelor's degree in, you know, in business or anything like that. And I'll tell you right now, that's not the case.
Yeah. Or you had to have a crazy story where you almost died or something like that. Like, you know, that really lends itself to the type of industry that you're in. I want to dive deeper into this development of the understanding of your purpose. And I love that you brought that up, because that's one of the core things we talk about, not only at Own It, but also on this podcast, is the importance of being able to connect with and live in alignment with your purpose. Now, it sounds like you were in an environment where you thought you knew what you wanted to do. It probably provided a lot of stability. And I'm sure in some ways it was really scary to make a massive leap like you did. I certainly was in that position at one point in my life as well. So talk to us about and tell us how you came to understand that your purpose was more about keeping people out of the hospital as opposed to treating them while they were in the hospital, and your experience that went along with actually making that decision and that change in your life.
Yeah, it's such a great question. And the things I share now are enlightened because we personally develop, we understand why we do what we do. But at that moment, I didn't understand any of this. So, you know, when you listen to these things and we give you little tips and tricks, like that's like compressing decades into days. And so what happened for me though, was I had once again, a breaking point. I was in the hospital in the ER actually. And it was my senior year, my final year before I'm about to graduate. And I'm helping people, you know, different traumas come in, all that. And this, I remember it so vividly, this man, he was in his late 40s, a little bit out of shape, came in with a heart attack. And typical protocol, it's just, we know what to do. We go out and save him. And it was just a normal day. But what really shook me was when I saw the family come in. And the family was mourning. They thought they were losing their husband, their dad. And we saved his life. And a couple hours later, he comes conscious. And he looks at me, sees my name badge, sees that, looks over his family, about busting the tears. And he asked me, and he was like, Jake, how do I never get here again? Please help me, like with the most sincerity. And I was like, absolutely. And, you know, I'm helping him discharge. This is what you got to eat. This is what you got to do. Start taking these pills, stop eating that junk food. And he's like, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. Good. On with the day. A couple months later, the same guy comes into the hospital, the ER, with the same problem, the same heart attack. And in that moment, I couldn't respond because it was just all instinctual. I had to help him out, but I felt something off. I was like, how does this even make sense? And what I realized is that it was a little bit of a disturbance in my soul. Even though I wasn't fully connected with that and understood it to the full extent, I knew something was off. And that was one little millimeter of a shift that shifted me off and saying, you know what? I don't think this is the right thing for me. I gave this guy all the right strategies. And I guess the realization, and I didn't know this till later, was 80% of it all is psychology. And no matter how much I could have helped him, if he didn't want to be helped, it wouldn't have changed. And that's where I was like, this is not my way of helping. So from there, I realized that my purpose was to help people in a different direction. And I know you guys have a great philosophy around this. And what I say is it really comes down to two things. To have your purpose, it really comes down to knowing exactly what your values are and aligning it with the actions you take. If you don't have any values or you don't understand what that is, but you take action, you will go astray. You'll go 5, 10, 15, 20 years and realize, where the heck am I going in life? Do I feel like I'm having a midlife crisis? But if you have values and no action, you're going to be that person that talks all about it, but you don't do it. But I'll tell you, once you know what you're called for, once you know your values, that's getting quiet, that's sitting into, you know, what God, your creator, the universe, whatever you believe in, has put you on this earth to be, and then you take action behind it, I swear there is just a whole new level of enjoyment and purpose that comes in your life. And that's when I chased mine, which was becoming a trainer, but that led to where I'm at today.
When you talk about leading into action, And obviously this journey and being where you were, it didn't happen overnight. It wasn't something that you saw this gentleman come back in on the second try. And then all of a sudden, 24 hours later, you're on a different path. How long did it take you to understand what you had seen, what inner occurrence you had had, and then been able to correlate that back over to your movement and your action?
Yeah, that's exactly it. It doesn't happen overnight. It wasn't like some like lights were shining out of the sky and it says, Jake, you're in the wrong spot. But what happened is I was starting to listen to that calling of, I think you're meant for something different. And what happened is I graduated college, still got my nursing degree, went back home. And I was like, I played team sports my entire life. I played basketball my entire life. I wanted to just focus on myself. So I went and did a bodybuilding competition with the intentions of being a nurse, but now I'm a little hesitant of it. I was like, I need to make, you know, money and be supported and all these things, but I don't know yet. So I just chased my passion, which was fitness. And what happened by just chasing it and going all in, and one little shift that happened too, is I took my private page and separated it into a fitness page at that time. That was my one action step. That seems like a 2 millimeter shift, but it allowed me to feel like people want to see my content, my fitness content, because I want to share that, right? And this was the old me. This was years ago. However, from that, I was so aligned with my purpose and passion that some guy reached out a couple months in when I was getting ready for a show. And he's like, do you do online training? Dude, I've been watching your journey. You look incredible. And at that time, I haven't done online training, but I saw these people that did it. And I was like, yeah, I do it. And so he's like, all right, let's talk next week. And from there, I went and researched. I was like, how do you become an online trainer? What certifications do you need? All these things. And from that one thing, I remember closing my very first deal. It was like $147 for a 12-week program. I was ecstatic. I've never worked in my life because I was on a full scholarship and doing nursing. And that ignited something in me. And so people overthink that you're going to do these big deals, get on these big stages, but they don't realize it's that small stuff. And from that conversation, then I started to say, I do online training, and I started to help him, and he got results. I got to make sure that he gets results, right? Don't do something or proclaim something you can't back it up. But from there, that became an online trainer. And then just to quickly move into that, I was like, I got my certification. I was supposed to play professional basketball in Hawaii. This team came up. Long story short, they had the team already filled out. I was really bummed, but they had an exhibition game. And from this exhibition game, they asked us to play over there. They're called the Hilo Hammerheads. This was back in 2017. And I had vengeance because I wasn't asked to play on this team. And I just back-to-back games, played the best I ever did, scored like 32 points, 17 rebounds, 26 points, 14 rebounds, back-to-back against these pro players. And the coach was like, where did that come from? Do you want to play for us? And I was like, oh my gosh, my dreams of playing professional basketball are happening. Fast forward 2 weeks before season, I signed the contract, everything, dreams are being made. The whole program collapsed. The coach dipped out. No one knew where he went. The whole Hilo Island was just, or the whole island and city of Hilo was just devastated. And I was devastated. And that door closed. But because that door closed, I looked to another door, which I didn't realize until later, which was personal training. And that was day one of entrepreneurship for me. And that's what led me to this path today.
What an amazing journey. And it's just, you know, goes back to the power of things happen for a reason, right? I mean, you could potentially still be playing basketball today and not helping to the level of how you're serving and showing up in the world today. I'd love to dive into that a little bit. Can you tell our listeners, you know, it's very, I'm sure everybody's a very clear idea of when you were in that nursing role, how you help people, but how do you help people today try to avoid getting to, you know, the point of real sickness?
Yeah. Well, that was my first stepping stone, right? So I don't do the fitness side, even though I talk about peak performance and health today, that was the purpose that it played in that exact moment. So at that time, when I became a personal trainer, guys, I just want to make this very clear too. Like, I didn't know where I was really going. I had no dreams or aspirations of business consulting, speaking, any of that. Like, I couldn't even imagine that. Now I could imagine even greater things because I'm aware of it, but I was just starting. Day one of entrepreneurship was also day one of podcasts. I remember going to the gym the very first time to be a trainer as an independent contractor. I had to get my own clients, do my own marketing, my own sales, everything. They only just gave me the gym. I started listening to podcasts the very first time. I despised books. I despised anything that was about knowledge because that's all I was, you know, crammed and forced to do growing up and going to nursing school. And when I learned that you can get this information that's at a very condensed level, like this podcast right here, you're hearing these stories, and I hope that there's something that sticks out to you. I was listening to that every day, and I was listening and listening. And so I was going, and what I found is that if I, at that moment with that vehicle, can help people get the results they want, which is they want to come to the gym and get results, feel good, look good, and be better, then that's a great business model. And that's all I focused on. And the marketing and the sales was just showing them the future they could get and showing them the results. And then I got so maxed out that I had to figure out, I was training like 8 clients a day. I was working on my schedule, but I was maxed out on time. I was like, how do I get to the next level? I didn't know how. And by the grace of God, some person, when I was at an event, a Lewis Howes event, very first one I've ever been to, I met her in the line, and she's a good friend. And she was like, one of my mentors taught me, she was like, I was a nurse too, and taught me how to be an online health coach. And now I'm making X amount. And I was like, oh my gosh. But I never knew what a mentor was until someone showed me it. And I didn't know what it meant to invest in a mentor because I had a coach for free the entire life, right? I had a basketball coach. I was like, what's different? But that, when I invested and learned the skills, the compression of information, that took me from an in-person trainer to an online trainer over a month, completely changed my life. And that's what led me onto this path today, to be going from online training to business consulting, because I was working with these high-level entrepreneurs. Guys, I'm just sharing this because it's all progression. It just all happens. As long as you keep that path and that mission of serving, and something great is out there, and you keep putting action behind it, not saying you want it, but actually act on it. I'm in a life today that I couldn't even imagine 3 years ago because of those principles. So that's how I kind of got here today on that.
Now, it's so unique that you say that, because it's so easy to fall into just one foot in front of the other. And you just always think, oh, I'm doing well, I'm on a great path. And you might not even have to feel like that inner angst that you had. It could be that you're actually going on a really great path. I mean, for myself, it was the National Hockey League. For Elise, it was an executive at a billion-dollar fashion company, and super successful on the outside looking in. But both of us at a certain level would call it our ultimate failures at a certain point, because it's massive success without fulfillment to a certain level. And so in leaving, in moving outside of that, in being able to listen to that intuition and that voice that's inside yourself pulling you in a different direction, knowing that there's more for you, knowing that you're meant to serve in a greater way. And I wrote down that word of servant leadership, is understanding that you want to have an impact in a greater way. What does that look like? And it stems from leaning into what you called a mentor, a coach. And it's such a foreign entity to people, especially adults, people who have lived in this space. And I'm curious as to, once you were like, okay, I got exposed to mentorship, I got exposed to coaching, I got exposed to this, what allowed you to continue down that path to accelerate and time collapse the growth and the trajectory that you were on?
It's such a great question. And you asked this, the question about like the servant leadership. I'll tell you this right now. There is a fine line between influence and manipulation. And this isn't just for sales. This is for the way you live life. And the fine line is the difference between one thing. Is the ultimate outcome for them, the person you're serving, then it's influence. And you could use all the latest tactics, strategies, hacks, you know, objection handling, whatever it is. Because I've worked with people that say, I don't want to be like that. I don't want to learn how to do, you know, NLP and things. But if it's the ultimate outcome is to make that person better, to make them get over their limiting beliefs, to help them know that there is unlimited potential within them, then that's influence. But if the ultimate outcome is for you, and I've seen this as well, and this is manipulation, what does that mean? Well, if you're listening to this podcast right now, you know you're still listening to this podcast because they're influencing you. The ultimate outcome is to make you better. The ultimate outcome is to make you know that everything is possible and that you own your life and that, you know what, your life, your greatest test will become your greatest testimonies as long as you own it. That's why you still listen to this. And that's why you still feel so good here. But there's podcasts out there that they just do it because they want to manipulate, acting like they're giving out information, but it's really to have some sort of transaction. I'm sure we could all think of that. So as I was continuing on this servant leadership, and I'm so grateful that I just, you know, I have my own personal beliefs and I understand, you know, to have good faith. And my Bible verse I live by is Matthew 19:26, which is, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. And if that's the one thing I could live by, then I know that all things are possible if I keep my faith. But the servant leadership is, how can I help you? What can I do? And that's not always perfect. There will be times that I slip up. There'll be times that I realize that I came off as, you know, too pushy, or I came off as, you know what, I didn't show sincerity. And I've learned from those. And as long as you have that mindset of growth and contribution, then you will grow over that because you will not be perfect. The moment you have a failure, I've had so many failures. I had so many slip ups. I've had people that got mad at me. I've had clients that thought they were going to get more, or, you know, way back, especially in the personal training, and there's like little slip ups, and I've had to learn from that. I'm just being real with that.
What does growth mean to you?
Growth means that no challenge. I'm sorry. Actually, growth means that no problem stays a problem. Growth means that every problem becomes a challenge that I could overcome. Mm-hmm. Growth means that there's never a bad solution. There's only a bad question. And if I'm not asking the right questions, then I'm not growing. Instead of saying, why has this happened to me? Why did I go through 4 years of nursing? Why did I go through this and spend all this time when I'm not even using it? I instead said, what can I learn from this? And what I learned is that it was a backbone for people to trust me, because I put so much time, effort, and energy to learn about the human body, to learn about human connection, that when I became a personal trainer, but now even to a business consultant and speaker, people still feel that. And it was that challenge that allowed me to see, wow, this is not a problem. I didn't waste time. Everything has a purpose and it's all perfectly aligned. And that's what growth is. As long as you're still growing, you are not dying.
It's really powerful. One of the things I want to go back to, Jake, is you talked about in order to continue on this journey that we're all on our own individual journey, but towards our purpose, you have to understand what your values are. What would you tell one of our listeners who may be struggling with figuring out what their own values are?
Mm-hmm. There's a really good exercise, actually. It's three steps. And I learned this from, I'm sure you guys know him very well, Jack Canfield. And it's getting crystal clear with your mission statement, with your purpose statement. And this helps you align where your North Star is, because if not, you will be getting pulled by everyone else's values and forget what yours is. And the first one is what is the two qualities of you that best expressed? What do you enjoy doing the most? And these qualities could be leading, speaking, dancing, growing, building businesses. What is that, those qualities? So for me, it's being able to speak and lead. And when I'm able to speak and lead, I understand that that's a quality I love and I feel purposeful. So, but the question is what are your two qualities? Because I love leading and speaking doesn't mean you love doing that. It could be you doing, being creative and doing art or dancing or, you know, handling paperworks and being behind the scenes. You know, every Walt Disney needs a Roy Disney. There was a person behind the stage that no one knew about, but Disney would not be here if it wasn't for him, right? Everyone has a purpose. So that's the first question. The second one is, how do you express these? How do you best express these actions? So for me, leading and speaking is by being bold and authentic. But is it by being genuine? Is it by being charismatic? Is it by being loving? Is it by being joyful? What are those expressions? And then the third question is, what does a perfect world look like to you? Just describe it in present tense. And I recommend it, if you guys are listening right now and you're not driving, like write these down, because this is what set me off onto a new path. I was already doing somewhat of this, but when I finally learned this concept and ingrained it, it re-clarified and actually magnified where my North Star is, so I could get there even faster and quicker. I'm still off path, but I get there faster and quicker and things are exponentially growing because I understand this. So the third question is, what does a perfect world look like? Well, perfect world for me is everyone is happy and fulfilled. They're living their dream lives. They're doing everything that they've been called to do. Like there's no pain. There's no hesitation. So when I put this all together, you say this word or you say this line, the purpose of my life is to lead and speak to other people so that they can live their dream life and be happy and be happy and fulfilled by me being bold and authentic. And that sounds really corny, I'll tell you that. But when you believe that, and this is your purpose statement, not mine, right? Not anyone else's. And you read that every day and you see it, you're going to start to find things that you do that make you more bold and authentic. You're going to start to do things more boldly and authentic. You're going to start to lead and speak naturally, even if you're in the Uber car and you're just talking to that Uber driver and you could tell that he's had a rough day and you, the last thing you want to do is talk to him. But you're like, no, my purpose is to lead and speak and being bold and authentic. Let me help this person because I want them to live their dream life. That is what helps you get aligned with your values.
It's unique. And there's something about overcoming that that level of consciousness that's there and making it something that's purposeful and intentional. And oftentimes somebody will lead, and this is just a small minor action step that people can take in their daily lives. But I want all the listeners out there to think for a moment, going off what Jake spoke about, is how often do you start a sentence with, well, I think, or I think this, or in my opinion, it's that, and change that language, get rid of that language and replace every single one of those with, I believe this, I believe that, and take a stance on it. Be bold as you spoke to, because it's all of a sudden going to start manifesting different things in your life. It's going to change the way you think, and it is going to lead you down that true ownership of those thoughts, because it's now not something you think, it's something you believe. And it's so great. Jake, what, we always ask our question that, or our guest this, but what is your definition of ownership?
Oh, it's a good question. Ownership. I would say ownership is, you know, you've heard that the simple things is take complete responsibility yourself, you know, complete ownership of everything that's happening. But I think this really, you know, this is just coming to me right now. Like it really comes back to the Bible verse I live by, which is with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. And when I see that as ownership, what that means is I own the fact that I cannot do this alone. I own the fact that I need help, whether it is your creator, your God, or it's the person next to you, your companion, your friend, your lover. It's owning the fact that all things are possible when you help and get help from other people, because we're not made to be in this world by ourselves. We're not made to do it alone. That's just the truth. We've seen the most successful people and have the most billions of dollars, but they are the most miserable when they're alone and they lost everything that was really meaningful to them. So what does ownership mean to me? It means that understanding the fact that with God, all things are possible, but even that with other people, all things are possible.
To me, that sounds like humility at its finest.
Mm. we got to understand that, you know, our ego needs to be put aside. Like you could see the glitz and glam on social media and it could look like, you know, someone's crushing it and they're doing really great. But I'll tell you right now, it only looks like that if you have the humility, if you have it where you actually show yourself and be very humble, that actually is more exciting to watch nowadays. It's not all about the materialistic things. That's 5, 6, 7 years ago. Now it's about how do you be humble and serve people and give value on social media? Because with that, I mean, that's true servant leadership.
It sure is. And it's really hard to say, hey, I need help to my wife. I need help to my husband. I need help to God. I need help. Right. But you know, that's where humility comes in a really strong way is to be able to powerfully and authentically ask for that help. So Jake, for our listeners who are interested in getting to know you better, getting to know you more, where can they find you?
Oh, well, thank you for this. You know, I'm very, very active on social media. You know, if people look at my social media and be like, oh, this guy probably won't respond if I send him a message, I absolutely do respond. He sent me a message, you know, what stood out with the Own It podcast. I would love to share, you know, with Justin and Lise here and allow them to see it as well, but just share your biggest takeaway and I'd love to connect. And, you know, because I, once again, I believe I'm not hidden here for myself. I want to connect with people. So shoot me a message on Instagram at Jay Cavron. And then if you want to find out more info about what I do in all different categories, it's just jcavron.com.
Fantastic.
You make it super simple.
I love it. So guys, as we leave here, we all know that nobody we've ever spoken to, nobody we've ever interviewed on this show has ever gotten to where they're at without some level of mentorship, without some level of coaching, without somebody or a group of people that have helped to bring them along. And so often as entrepreneurs, as leaders in our space, we feel like we have to do it ourselves. We feel like we have to be just these tigers out there operating. And the unique thing about tigers and lions is that if you put a tiger against a lion one-on-one, the tiger will often win. But you put a lion and a tiger together in a group, and the lions will win every single time. And so it's having that mentality of having like-minded people around you, knowing what your values are, being so mutually aligned in those and being able to pull in the same direction. You're not only going to time collapse, but you're going to absolutely be able to be aligned with your purpose and thus find success with fulfillment. Because at the end of the day, ownership is knowing that you cannot do anything alone. And when you do it with others, it will only transcend into greater results at the end of the day, because we know what? Success is different. And thus we have to own our different. And we'll see you guys next week.